Proclamation number 7076 of 28th of March, 1958. Love alone gives light, i.e., knowledge. To walk in the light of truth is the prerogative of those who cultivate a life of love, for darkness must leave them, which was the result of an unloving attitude against me. Love and light belong together like lovelessness and darkness. For love belongs to perfection, and that which is perfect must also be in fullest knowledge. But at the beginning of his earthly life the human being is still imperfect, and he should strive for and achieve perfection of his own free will. Consequently he will also be in complete ignorance at the beginning, which will decrease to the same extent as he strives for perfection. But the being's imperfection consists in the fact that it is still without love, that it is inspired by perverse love, self-love, which once also caused it to become unhappy, i.e., imperfect. And only the transformation of this perverse love into divine, unselfish love will restore the perfection of the being. And then the state of lightlessness or lack of knowledge must also disappear. Then the being must also be enlightened by the light of truth as it once was, and it must know about the spiritual connection and its own relationship to me, its God and Creator from eternity. And then the unfortunate state which had imprisoned the being since its fall into the abyss will also be remedied. Once people would try to explain their ignorant state to themselves, then light thoughts could already be conveyed to them, for I will not deny the answer to any person who merely mentally asks a serious question. But this question does not move many people. Life is a matter of course for them which they don't try to explain further. And even their ignorant state does not bother them much. And therefore their way of life is not a striving for perfection either because they don't recognize their shortcomings, therefore their desire for truth is only slight and so is their activity of love, and spiritual blindness cannot be taken away from them because they don't desire to become sighted. But he who has love is also seeing. For he sees with the spiritual eye and everything will truly be revealed to him which was previously still hidden from him. But this fundamental truth can never be conveyed to the intellectually minded person that love alone gives true light to things which cannot be proven earthly. For the latter alone only values the sharpness of the intellect, and he also denies every weak thinker the ability to attain truthful knowledge. But the latter can far surpass the former if only he ignites love within himself, which alone is the path to knowledge. And as long as this fundamental truth is not accepted, people's thinking will also be wrong, for without love they are too far away from perfection and therefore also still far away from truth. I myself cannot send them my ray of love which is also truth as an emanation of myself, who is the eternal truth but also the eternal love. People without love walk in spiritual darkness. People without love have not yet completed their change of nature for the purpose of which they walk on earth. People without love still belong to the one who once plunged the beings into the abyss, who himself lost all knowledge and thus also placed his followers into blindness of spirit. And people without love have also not yet made the free decision of will for me, otherwise they could also receive the strength from me to change themselves and their nature and to reach the all-gratifying light again. Amen.